As we continue our journey through the Bible, today we come to Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 20. In those days, at that time, declares the Lord, search will be made for Israel's guilt, but there will be none, and for the sins of Judah, but none will be found, for I will forgive the remnant I spare. Israel sinned against God. They rejected him, and they served lifeless idols. They ignored his instruction and even the warnings he sent through Jeremiah. Their hearts were hardened. They jettisoned their faith. And as a result of their sins, God disciplined them. Israel was taken into captivity. Jerusalem and its important buildings were destroyed. Sin always has consequences. But God does not give up on his people. The discipline was not to destroy them, but to restore them. In his timing, God stepped in to bring Israel back home, and he provided complete and clear forgiveness. A search for Israel's guilt would be fruitless. None of Israel's sins could be found, God said. I will forgive the remnant I spare. Maybe today the scars of your life show that you have lived far from God. You know the consequences of walking away. You know the inward pain and the regret. You know the pain that you have caused others. But I want you to hear something. I want you to hear this. There is no sin that God cannot and will not forgive. When we come to him in true repentance, he forgives and he chooses to forget. You can make a search for your guilt, but it will not be found. So it's time to come home, isn't it? And experience God's great forgiveness and his great grace. Father, help all those who have wandered away from the path. Help them find their way back to you. Let them experience your forgiveness. Let their lives be restored. And may they show the same grace to others that you have shown to them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.